And welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, we have some updates from the drone used to recovering a deer. Wyoming's changing some tags up on you. Possibly. Possibly. It's not for sure. We have a new anti-hunting bill coming in Iowa. And much, much more. How are you doing today, Dustin?
Doing pretty good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just living the damn dream, right? You know, technical difficulties and all.
Yeah. As long as this thing works, we're doing all right.
Yes. Yeah. As we said, we're going to have a special guest on this week, but the software we used to record everything decided not to work. So it wasn't our fault. I'm blaming the company. So we now have a special guest on. We are starting this episode a little late as well because of that, but we're here. We're ready to rock and roll. And as always, there's trouble on the horizon. So, hey, Pennsylvania. We talked like 4 or 5 episodes ago about using drones to recover deer. Dustin said he would do it. I said, you know, I'm a good, honest man. Wouldn't do anything to break the law. You know, all that good stuff. And, well, a Pennsylvania man has been charged or has been convicted of using a drone to help hunters find a deer carcass. Joshua Wiggenroth, that's the name right there, 35, of Downingtown, plans to appeal this verdict. Now, what he did was essentially what we said. He, on December 6th, an undercover game commission officer contacted him and asked to meet him to help him find a deer he shot in the Welsh Mountain Nature Preserve. He met the officer within the hour, and the officer had signed a waiver stating he wanted to recover the deer carcass, but if the deer was found to still be alive, he agreed to hunt the deer another day. Because, you know, if you can't scout for 24 hours with a drone and all that. You have to, like, wait. Wiggenroth, who did not know the shot deer story, the deer story was a fabrication, part of a sting operation. Soon launched a drone and piloted it around remotely while using a thermal camera setting to show the scenery. And, yeah, soon he caught view of a live deer and turned on the camera's infrared setting to show the heat map. He later turned the setting off and activated a spotlight to view the deer normally. However, he and the officer were soon approached by a game warden who confiscated the drone and cited Wiggenroth for 2 counts of using illegal electronic devices during hunting, a single count of disturbing game and wildlife, violating the recreation. Now, they're trying to say because since the legal definition of hunting includes tracking, hunting, and recovering authority said that he wasn't technically using the drone to hunt gangs. He was convicted on, or hunt deer, was convicted on all 4 counts and fined for. They're trying to appeal it, saying that they need to change the rules to move towards new technology. But, as we said before, seems like when technology advances, you know, like the scope ban for muzzleloaders in Utah, kind of goes back in time in a way. He used a drone to locate the animal before shooting it. That would have been illegal. But Wiggenroth insisted he blew the deer as dead. He also only used his drone after hunting hours and had never intended to hunt the deer. That was a good little story time there. What do you think of those apples, Dustin?
Did he have a firearm on him?
No.
Was it at night?
Yeah, it was after hunting hours.
So it's at dark, or after dark. No firearm on him. So I guess I'm brain farting here. How are they popping him for hunting a deer?
Because he was using the drone to find a deer. The undercover officer said he shot a deer and he found a live deer. And
so if he didn't find that infrared.
Essentially, if there's no deer there, he probably would have got off scot-free. But since there's deer there, now he's in trouble.
I wonder if he hadn't turned the spotlight on. and just left the infrared on and then turned it off, would they have popped him in?
I think so. We found deer. Dang. It was eating and hunting of deer. It was a live deer. It wasn't a dead deer. That's like,
but no.
That's like if I go out hunting with you and I have a drone, say, oh, look, there's a deer over there, and you go shoot it. I'm not
right, hunting. And I agree with that. That's one thing, though, but when the guy is telling you, hey, I shot a deer, and you sign the form saying, yeah, I shot the deer, I want you to track it, and if it's still alive, I'll come back and hunt it in 24 hours after your little time lapse is up. That's baiting, almost, if you will.
I mean, he was offering his services. The officer didn't force him to fly his drone to locate a live deer for the potential of hunting it.
Did they pay?
So he got arrested before they could. No, he got arrested before he could get paid.
Well, I mean, if they paid him, then they'd probably pop him for prostitution, too.
Probably. Let's see, this. I told you that this ain't going to look the other way on this thing. Because when this happens and live deer start getting shot and there, people are out there saying, we're just out here recovering deer, you know, and that's what the issue is. You know, I'm all for trying to find your animal, but you're out there and, I mean, you can't. I guess my thing is, how can, yes, the officer claim it shouldn't have been a setup. I agree with that. If anything, it should have been them busting someone that was actually doing it in the process of doing it. But it becomes that point of, you know, you can't really trust people. So you're just out there with a drone saying, hey, I'm just flying it, you know, looking for this guy's dead deer. But what if there's no dead deer? I mean, how do you prove that you shot a deer? And it was on public land. If it was on private land too, then that would have been a different story, in my opinion, as well.
Yeah, it's you're borderline entrapment on that one. I mean, if they're calling you in to do this, and as soon as you start doing it.
But it's like a drug dealer. You go up to a drug dealer to sell them drugs and buy drugs from them. Same thing. He's just using a drug.
Well, they got Amazon that delivers packages with drones now. Is that illegal?
No, because they aren't using it to find a deer and using it for hunting purposes.
But it could fly over to wildlife and then spook them, and didn't they charge him for interfering with the wildlife?
That's because he's shining the spotlight on them. Oh, I agree. I can't believe someone actually got caught. I'm not going to lie. I honestly thought no one would ever get caught and charged with it. I figured it would be one of those things where, I mean, I guess I should say, I figured someone eventually would get caught doing it, but I didn't think it would be the police setting them up to get caught.
They did.
Yeah, they did set him up. I'll admit, that's the wrong part. They should have. They were going to bust someone doing it. I mean, obviously they knew who this guy was. Just put like an undercover cop or something on him and to follow him around, you know?
Well, I mean, here you look at the warden's vehicles and it says conservation police.
Well, yeah. But so is that all-black Mercedes that pulls people over in this town.
Does it say police? We don't have Mercedes here. It's Mustangs.
Oh, we don't have in Lubbock. We don't have Mercedes. Back in Arizona, we have Mercedes.
Yeah, they
pulling people over. But yeah, you just have an undercover cop car sit and tail him and wait, and until he goes to an actual hunter to do it. I don't know. He was to summon off in the game and fish department, to be honest with you. And they said, you know what? This guy. We're coming to get him. He posted some stupid comment on Facebook at him or something dumb, and they said, you know what? I mean, at least it's only,
I'll admit it. He said he wasn't going to vote for us, so I turned him in.
Exactly. See, you don't vote for us, you're going to jail. Going to jail, boy. At least it's only a $1,500 fine. It didn't say if he's losing his hunting and all that. No, it's still, he ain't in jail. Could you imagine if they locked him away?
How much did that drone cost? Because I'm sure they confiscated that.
Oh yeah. It's probably the drone. I mean, what? We looked, the drones were like $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah.
Cost more for the drone to get confiscated. You know, maybe Game and Fish needed a new drone.
Yeah, it's probably it too.
Yeah, they said, that's not the budget. We'll just go arrest the guy. Get his drone. Yeah. Well, as I said, I'm all for recovering animals ethically, but it does bring that dilemma in of what is hunting, you know, It brings that dilemma in of what proving that you're using the drone to find the down animal. I mean, just because you sign a waiver, people sign waivers all the time. Why? I mean, I don't, but, you know, I hear people do that. It's like, you know.
The ones with the dogs in, are they, that's the same category, really.
Yeah, but they allow tracking by dogs. A lot of states. So what I think, I mean, a solution to this is if you're going to use a drone to find a deer, the states do need to put stuff in play, obviously, but like a solution is, because, you know, we come up with solutions here, is the drone company or operator, you have to call and report to the Game and Fish or whatever, saying, hey, I'm flying a drone looking for a deer in this area. Game and Fish wants to come out and watch, they can. But also, you need to have the drone operator then at the end of the search, if you find the deer alive, call in, say, hey, I found the deer alive. Here's the name of the hunter, his tag number, all that stuff. So if Game and Fish wants to go out there within less than 24 hours, and they find the guy out there hunting again, it's on him, not the drone operator. You know?
It's...
You have to come up with a solution to it. Because it is a good... I mean, it sounds like I'm completely against it. I'm not. But I understand both sides. But by coming up with that solution of putting it on the hunter, not the drone operator.
Here in Virginia, they enjoy charging you for different licenses. I had to go through every year and renew a wrestling license to the game commission because it was all tied in together. So why not just earn Richmond some more money? If you want to fly a drone to recover deer, buy a license. You cannot hunt that day yourself.
Yeah.
And like you said, when you show up, when you get contacted, you let Richmond know, hey, such and such has contacted me at this address to find a down deer. You go out there, and at the end of it, you call them back and say either, yes, we found the deer that has expired, or no, we found a deer that is wounded. And again, like you said, if the game commission wants to follow up and make sure that that individual isn't hunting for the next 24 hours in that spot, that's on them. It's not, leave it. You could tax them on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm charging you $100 to come find your deer. You send off your tax money to Richmond, and everybody's getting a piece of the pie. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. As I said, yeah, there's got to be a solution for it. And I think that's the most logical solution is, you know, just make the government happy, give them money, and then just be sure to report it so there's no issues. Well, I don't know. We're just silly podcast hosts. What do we know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Old Glory Beef Jerky. Mate, right here in the U.S. of A. Go order yourself some Old Glory Beef Jerky today. You know, we had Ricky on a couple episodes ago. We will be doing eventually a live taste test of this for y'all to see. Hopefully once these technology issues get up. We don't want to go to Facebook Live on all y'all and just, you know, shit's bad. You know, so we can get to work on that eventually here. We'll give a couple test runs, and then we will let you know when that happens. Well.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to reorder because somebody got into my stash, and I think it's down to like 2 bags now.
Ugh. Yeah, better reorder. We'll try to get it done by the end of this month. How's that sound? We'll do a couple more episodes to see if this podcasting thing site is running smoothly, and if it is, then we will go ahead and do that live Old Glory Beef Jerky taste. Does that sound good to you, Mr. Dustin?
Yeah.
Maybe Dustin will bring in a drone to drop his beef jerky off.
Feed yourself it to me beef like jerky.
Grapes. Yeah, have him on a string.
Oh, Lord.
Well, if you are a deer hunter in Wyoming, you know, and you hunt mule deer and whitetail, you know, Wyoming is considered splitting mule deer and whitetail into two separate tags. Three bills are on deck for the 2024 that have already gained traction. Senate File 111 would change how the state manages whitetail and mule deer. So if it is approved, it would allow Wyoming Game and Fish Department the ability to manage mule deer and whitetails as a separate species, resulting in different tags for each type of deer. The Senate President Ogden Driscoll is the primary sponsor of the bill, likened the white-tailed deer to a noxious weed. He said, if we really want to grow the mule deer herd, let's set objectives and we'll make it tougher to draw mule deer licenses until we get the herd built back up. But we're just never going to get it built up until whitetails are dealt with. I can tell you that whitetails are a noxious weed. My recommendation is, at the Wildlife Task Force, kill all the whitetails you can so the mule deer herds can grow. Because from my personal experience on my ranch, whitetails displace mule deers. They whip them all day of the week. Whenever they move in, they'll be there. They start to irrigate bottoms and they move to the hills until there's nothing left but the elk and whitetail deer. It calls for more aggressive whitetail hunting and gives mule deer a better chance. There's a lot to break down there.
And I believe that would go back to what I've said earlier about if they're splitting it, they're trying to sell more tags, which is more money coming into the state.
Well, I got to look this up real quick. Northeast and southeast corners of the state. I mean, I don't think, when I think of Wyoming, yeah, they're found in like the northeast and southeast corner of the state. Is that the damn prairie dog? Of Wyoming. Like, when I think of Wyoming, I don't think of whitetail hunting. You know, I think of mule deer. So I do agree it's a way to make more money, but I also think it's a way to manage your whitetail herd. I mean, I don't know many. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of hunters out there, but I don't know many hunters that go to Wyoming to hunt the whitetail deer. You know, they're there. They're going there. They're going to hunt mule deer. And Wyoming has some great mule deer hunting. The winter kill's been rough. So, I mean, I do understand, but I don't think they should call a white-tailed deer a noxious weed and say that they all need to be killed. I think that's goes against what hunters stand for. You look like you're in deep thought there, Dustin.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up where Wyoming is.
Wyoming's right above Colorado.
That's what I was thinking.
You see, how can we president? We haven't campaigned in that state yet. It's on our list. Yeah, Dustin can learn it. Where Yellowstone is.
We talk about
Wyoming almost all the time.
I second guess myself sometimes. That's all.
You're getting in your head a little bit too much.
I mean, you could segue into the wolf kill in Wyoming.
The wolf kill? Oh my goodness. Yeah, we'll talk about that. The wolf kill or the... Yeah, I mean, that's pretty gnarly. I mean, a wolf was seen walking around Yellowstone without its lower jaw. Ooh, Wolf 127-6F from Yellowstone Junction, Butte, emerged on Instagram of his jaw hanging off. Like, lower jaw is just gone. Well, you know, I'm no expert here, but we're gonna post a damn picture on our Instagram. It's hard to look at, I'm not gonna lie, but I don't think the wolf's gonna survive much longer. The National Park Service has came out and said, you know, they don't interfere with nature, so you're gonna have a long, hard day.
They know what happened to it?
Yeah, they do not know. I'm assuming probably just another fight. Or got effed up Bigfoot. By a buffalo. Bigfoot. I like that. Bigfoot. Yeah. So.
And I'd actually forgotten about that article. I was referring about the wolves that they had released that made their way to Wyoming and somebody popped one of them.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that a while ago. You're confusing me. We've got too much stuff going on
this
here.
Weekend.
No. The wolves have that happened a while ago with the wild ranchers sit on the or hunters sit on the Wyoming-Colorado border and call the Wolves over. And so that was the big concern that was happening when Wolves were getting released in Colorado, is they will sit on the Wyoming border and bring the Wolves in to hunt them.
No, no, it happened this weekend. They shot the black one.
What black one? You didn't send me that damn article. Wolf. What black wolf?
The black wolf that they released, it's floating around saying that somebody in Wyoming's then shot it.
Well, good for that guy. They were venturing that far up there. You never sent me that article. So you just sent me about a wolf with his dang jaw hanging off.
Yeah, that was today. Yeah, I was looking at that.
We're experiencing a lot of technical difficulties lately. But yeah, no, I didn't know that. Well, yeah. Well, I guess you can thank
Colorado. Breaking news.
Breaking news. I'm going to have to look into that before we completely say that. You got to send me that article. Let me look it up here. Colorado wolf killed. Oh, man. We're going to have some PETA people pissed off. I thought that happened a while ago. I'm not sure. Yeah, you'll have to send me that article.
I'm trying to find it now.
But yeah, that's what they do, is they'll sit on the other side of the state line and call them in. So they're trying to say that they're trying to make wolf hunting illegal around Wyoming, because they say they would just call in the wolves and hunt them. But, you know, that's not going to happen, because Wyoming doesn't care. Everything I can find is from November on it.
I have to find it on my phone when we get off this and send it to you.
Well, you have something to look forward to for the next week on D&D Outdoors, at least. Oh, man. And D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Hitless Seeds. It's becoming that time of year where, I guess, you got to start playing your food parts, getting ready for your deer, your upland game and all that. Go get yourself some Hitless Seeds. And, you know, your deer will thank you, your whatever. Birds will thank you. Everything will thank you. Iowa, Iowa, Iowa. Hey, we have became a disastrous bill. SF-2324 is working its way through Iowa legislators. This bill precludes the DNR from bidding on properties at auction, either directly or via nonprofits, to acquire more publicly accessible land. That's kind of crazy. Iowa, and even with recent success from the IHAP program, hunters demand outstrips of supplies. So that's kind of the dumbest bill ever. So acquire private land to make it public? That should be allowed. You'd think to allow more hunting.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they want to save money for their other crap, whatever they do in Iowa. You know what Iowa stands for? I'm sorry to our Iowa listeners. My dad's from the Midwest.
What's it stand for?
There's two different meanings for Iowa. First off is idiots out walking around. Second one is I owe the world an apology. Sorry to all you Iowa people listening. But you guys are being idiots out walking around right now, your senators. Vote them out. It's crazy the amount of Senate bills that we've been seeing attacking wildlife lately in Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado. It's Colorado, but, you know, it seems like it's really happening a lot. And, like, direct attacks on the game departments as well. It seems Dustin is in such deep thought right now. If you are not watching us on YouTube and you are listening to the podcast, Dustin is in such deep thought. He is going to find that damn wolf article if it's the last thing he does. Oh, crap. But yeah. So reach out. If you're in Iowa, reach out to your senators and let them know, hey, y'all are being some idiots by doing this. I mean, it should be allowed. It makes hunting more accessible. Everybody complains that hunts, that there's not enough hunting land. There's overcrowding of hunters, overpopulation of hunters, or over-hunter, whatever. So talk to your senators to buy more land, and you won't have that issue. I mean, there'll still be that issue of hunter crowding, but it'll expand it out.
Then it comes the fact of when they come knocking on your door to, hey, this is what we're offering you for your land.
Yeah. You know, I'll
take you say no, then they come in and take it from you.
Yeah. But this is only allowing this. No. See, the bill says that's okay. All it says is that they can't bid on property for sale. It doesn't say you can't steal someone's property. It just says you can't bid on property. So, I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy with that. But We will see. We will see. Well, we did Hitless Seed. We did Old Glory. We have forgot our buddies over at Zone Protects. Oh, Lord. You know, it's been a long day. Zone Protects products, you know, bug season starting to come up. They have bug spray. They have dog anti-chew armadillo repellent. They had a whole list of stuff. Head on over to zoneprotects.com. Get yourself some bug spray. Your dog's chewing stuff up. Something to stop from chewing and much more. We will start doing our product spotlight for them starting next week. We said we were going to do it last week, but we had a lot of technical difficulties this week, and we just wanted to get an episode out for you guys. We want to thank you guys again for listening to D&D Outdoors. We're sorry again for how late this episode came up, and we didn't have a special guest. You can blame the site that we record everything through. I'm not going to say their names because they're a big company, and I don't want to lose money. But anyways, thank you guys very much for listening to D&D Outdoors. We hope you have a great rest of your day. And if you're heading to work, it will be over soon.